Seafrans have done a review of the flooding, and I suppose that was triggered from the flooding in 2017 when we had devastating floods in the show. But the flood maps that our planners are working to now, flood maps that have been done by Seafrans and have been part of our development plan, in my opinion, are absolutely mind-boggling when you see some of the areas that are designated now as flooding areas. You have areas that are designated flooded. If you take it around Tobago Bay and Malin, heading up, you know, outside Cairn towards Ballyluffin, there's areas now that have flooding up as far as maybe 1 kilometre, 1.5 kilometres from the sea itself. Areas that have never, ever been flooded in the history of people that's been living there for, you know, maybe for 70 years and their grandparents before that. Those areas have never been flooded. Parts of Cairn Donagh along the Donagh River, again, taking in massive areas that were never flooded. We had one of the most devastating floods in 2017, where we've seen water levels that was never seen before, and none of these areas had flooding at that time. And it's beggar's belief, because it is extremely restrictive for planning. People that want to build houses or do developments in that area are completely stopped from doing planning because of the Seafrans flooding reports. And I mean, that's what the planners use. And I would be asking the planners that we do go back and we do have a discussion. And as I said at council today, we need to know who has the authority here. Does the public reps that pass the development plan have any authority over moving or changing these flooding markings that have been put on maps by Seafrans, because it's been devastating for the people here in Inishowen in particular.
And there seems to be questions surrounding that. Officials were saying to yourself in that meeting that this has come from central government, so local authorities don't have any power on it. But is that for definite, or is it still unsure?
Yeah, well, that's the question that I put back, you know, to our planners today, was that, you know, on one hand, they're saying that we pass a development plan here as local representatives in Donegal, that we have the power to pass a development plan, and we're sort of, you know, a lot of the time then get the blame when something doesn't go right in the development plan. You know, people say, well, you just passed that development plan. But, you know, on the other hand then, they're saying that this is a national policy devised by national government, and that we don't have any remit over it. My question is, we need clear answers to that question. Who has the remit? Do we have any remit? If we don't, we need to take that further afield. And if we do, we need to deal with that ourselves in Donegal County Council and get all those areas re-looked at, because, you know, it's mind-boggling to say some of the maps that have been put in front of us over the last while in relation to flooding, and it's something that needs to be dealt with, or we will have lots of people, particularly around rural and coastal communities, that won't be able to build, won't be able to develop on areas of land that are quite that have never been flooded in the lifetime of that person or the lifetime of their grandparents before that.